Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam.
Morena, how we doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
How are you this, I was going to say fine morning. It's a little bit sunny right now.
It's very glary. I feel like I blinded myself looking out the gap in the wall in the window.
Yeah, I can't see at all what you guys are saying, so I agree.
What's happening? What are we talking about today in the world of tally?
So we were chatting about Only Murders in the Building,
yes.
Which is an odd title. I find that title hard to say.
I keep going to say Murderers Only Club or something. It's not it's not one that rolls off the tongue or is very easy to remember.
Not at all. But it's a show starring and partially produced by Martin Short alongside Steve Martin and Selena Gomez.
Unlikely trio.
Yeah, okay, that's what I was trying to get at. I struggle with their names. They're hard names to remember. Martin Short, Steve Martin, Selena Gomez. Hard to put together. Like, two Martins? What is going on? But yes, people know Martin Short and Steve Martin. They are absolute legends of the comedy scene. I think they're both in their 70s now. Like, they are up there in their years.
I'm Googling that as we speak because it will be very funny if they're not. But keep telling us about the show. And obviously Selena Gomez is a major pop star as well. Who did?
Yeah, and her last acting role was on Disney Channel's Wizards of Waverly Place in like 2009. So she hasn't been acting since then at all.
And I mean, it's kind of fitting because that was a Disney show. This is a Disney show sort of as well. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's a Hulu show that's on Disney Plus.
Right.
I believe.
Oh, Steve Martin is 76 years old. So.
And Martin Short is 71.
There we go.
Huge. And yeah, so they're an unlikely trio of people who love a murder mystery podcast, true crime podcast. And they live in the same building in New York. They end up meeting each other after there is a murder in their building. And realizing they both love the same murder podcast and decide to investigate the murder themselves.
I feel like anybody who listens to like true crime podcasts has probably at some point thought, I could do this.
I could solve a murder.
I could be the person that solves it.
I read a lot of murder mysteries and I definitely think that I would be a great detective.
See, and this is the thing. So the whole premise of the show is based on this idea that true crime listeners would absolutely love to get their teeth into a murder mystery. They would just be obsessed with it. Which I think is a fun premise, but a bit dated of a premise, because if we really look at true crime, it kind of popped off in like 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is true. It had its moment.
Like, this is the funny thing that we've talked about before on the show, is that sometimes TV takes longer to catch up to the current zeitgeist of society because it takes longer to write TV shows. Yeah. So every media that we're viewing is kind of is written from a lens of like a few years prior.
Yeah, I can understand that. Does that distract when you watch this, or is it kind of all good?
Well, this is the thing. This show is fine. It's entertaining. I am enjoying it. I will finish it.
Sounding lukewarm on the recommendation there.
I think lukewarm is a good turn of phrase because I think it has everything it needs to have. Some of the jokes are a bit like, oh, we're old and you're young, and oh, we don't know how to text each other, that's wild, or my phone's on airplane mode because I'm older than you. And I don't like that kind of stuff because I feel like it kind of discredits the fact that young people and older people can get along just fine.
Exactly. And also, I often leave my phone on airplane mode and feel like I forget about that. So, you know, it's not fair characterization of people.
Yeah, and everyone's always like, oh, these kids with their TikTok. And it's like, I don't know how to TikTok. So, like, you know, like, we're all getting left behind at the same rate. It just so happens that, and obviously this is written by, I think it's Martin Short. No, Steve Martin. I get them so confused. Steve Martin's has written part of this or produced part of it, so he's involved in it, so he's obviously writing from his own perspective of being a bit older and dealing with millennials, probably his kids or what have you, and trying to figure out how to text them, and I get that. So it's like from his experience, but it just it does feel kind of narrow in its viewpoint of the relationship right. between older and younger people, because I think obviously they become friends, and I love the relationships they form because it's a trio, so you know, one can be the straight man while the other two are being quite silly and vice versa. And it kind of shifts around. And Selena Gomez's character is very sarcastic and very much like, I'm quite mean, but that's like because I'm guarded and mysterious. I think it's fun. Like, I like seeing them banter about on stage. I think obviously Selena Gomez is the weakest of the three.
I mean, it's quite hard to compete with...
Just because she hasn't done it for as long?
Yeah. It's also quite hard to compete with two legends of comedy as well. Like, they are, you know, iconic for a reason.
Yeah, and that's entirely what everyone expected it to happen. It would have been great if she had really surprised all of us and been, like, hilarious. And then I think that's also part of it is there's a tonal gap between a murder mystery that's also a comedy, because you're like, I'm kind of... It's my friend put it in a really good way. My friend Chris, actually, he put it in a really good way. It's Search Party for old people.
And you have reviewed Search Party on this show before.
Yes, and I love Search Party.
And so maybe do you feel like you're not quite the target demographic for this show?
I do think this is a show written for people who kind of don't understand the true crime obsession, you know, maybe a bit older than me, and trying to like poke fun at the true crime obsession without as many nods or winks to our understanding of podcasting or the true crime obsession, because like there's a joke about Squarespace at the end of one of the episodes and I'm like, oh yeah, cool.
Like that's the ad.
Funny. Yeah, like how they have ads on podcasts, cool.
Yeah, okay, I see. So it's got a little bit too much like egginess to completely feel genuine. But
yeah, it definitely doesn't feel genuine to me. But Tina Fey does a cameo and she's amazing. That's great. She is a gem to watch. And there's some really good episodes. There's an episode from the perspective of a deaf person that's kind of doesn't really have... It's pretty much like you can't hear anything during the episode and it's phenomenal.
Cool.
And really engaging. So it ebbs and flows. I want to see how it ends, but I kind of think I already know how it's going to end. So
I sort of feel the same. Dead-eyed. Like, I wouldn't say it's good, but I'm going to watch it till the end.
Isn't that the pandemic in a nutshell?
Yeah. Like,
here I am watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or something. Just like, you get stuck into TV shows maybe you wouldn't watch on a normal time.
I've
in
been
your
watching
life.
So much Wife Swap. So
oh
much Wife Swap.
Oh my God.
Wife Swap NZ on TVNZ On Demand, the
Did
one
they
season
do it
from
here?
28, from like 2017 or 2018. I cried. I openly wept at this Wife Swap NZ.
No. Oh
yeah.
God.
We are getting some texts, Sam, telling us off for...
About Wife Swap?
No, not about Wife Swap, but I'm sure they'll come. Telling us off for erasing Selena Gomez's film career. She has been in some movies. Jim Jarmusch's The Dead Don't Die. Also, Spring Breakers. I think in the world of TV,
I will say that I said her last TV appearance.
There we go.
Oh.
Not film appearance. So thank you, BFM listeners. But I'm right. I am the Viewmaster.
It's in the title.
I'm joking.
So we're getting a lukewarm review for Only Murders in the Building.
Murderers Only Club.
Murderers Only Club. And a
Who Done It in the Building in New York, Selena Gomez featuring Beats.
Is it one of those shows that's got a lot of like sponsored by sort of placement in it?
Absolutely.
No, she just wears Beats headphones all the time. Oh,
okay.
Oh. Maybe I didn't notice.
No, I mean, I was just thinking of the headphones. I found it very distracting. I was like, oh, yes.
She's wearing
Beats. You've got your headphones on.
No one has... I mean, I don't know. Americans probably have those Beats. Yeah. I don't know.
So it's a lukewarm review of Only Murders in the Building, but a very hearty, positive and emotional, heart-wrenching review of Wife Swap.
Oh,
Wife Swap NZ on TVNZ On Demand.
No.
Yeah, and Only Murders in the Building is on Disney Plus. Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay.
I'm delirious. I gotta go.
We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys. Miss you.
Bye.
Viewmaster. Only on 95 BFM.
I'm just going to have to play a song.